Going to tell some secrets about you. Going to gossip about you. Going to tell people about you. Which, of course, is horrible. And if you ever want to use my special strategy for people gossiping, somebody ever comes up to me and says, did you hear about, or have you heard, or did you know? I always do this. Stop. If you're prepared to gossip to me, that could mean you're prepared to gossip about me, which could make you a gossip. So please go away. Now, you may never say that. But if you did, if you had the courage to say that to somebody, is it possible that they would never gossip to you again? They know that you're not the person that's interested in other people's stories. And I ask that for I'm asking this question for a really important reason. Have you ever felt hurt, annoyed, frustrated, angry? Have you ever been upset because somebody has said something nasty about you? They've criticized you, they've gossiped about you, they've posted something nasty about you? Or have you ever opened up your social media and you've sent something out to the world that you wanted or you thought would add value to people's lives and it's come back with nasty comments? And I always ask that question, why do people make nasty comments? Why do people go out of their way to disagree with what you've got to say? So can you handle it? Is there a way to handle it with grace and sophistication and style? Wouldn't that be awesome? But how about this? Could we learn to love it? If somebody's mean to us, if somebody's nasty to us, if somebody criticizes us or gossips about us, could we learn to love it, appreciate it, think it's awesome? And I'll give you the number one reason why I think that's a really cool thing. I will share with you openly that my life has a fair bit of criticism and gossip and knocking and people being nasty to me all of my life. And has it made me tougher? Yes. Has it made me stronger? Yes. Has it made me appreciate beautiful people? Yes. Has it made me want to be the person that doesn't do that stuff? Yes. So there's a whole heap of reasons to appreciate it. But here's a really important one. If it's somebody that you know, and obviously if it's somebody that you don't know, here's my question, why would you care? Have you heard that expression, what people say about me or think about me is none of my business? Do I like me? Do I respect myself? Do I love the person that I am? Am I becoming a better person every day because I'm wanting to be a better person every day? And if the answer is yes, then if other people don't like you, what does it matter? There's another great quote, better that I like me and the whole world hates me than the rest of the world loves me and I hate me. Could it be really important to love who you are? And I say that really openly, although some people find that a really almost uncomfortable thing to say, I love myself. And wouldn't that be sad? Because the opposite to that is I'm indifferent to myself. I don't care about myself. A lot of people think that the opposite to love is hate, but they're both really powerful emotions. If you love yourself, it's powerful. If you hate yourself, it's really powerful. But if you are indifferent or you don't care, that's when life becomes very, very ordinary. But if you relate that to other people's criticism of you, their gossip about you, people talking about you, is it possible that being indifferent to that could be really cool? But even and the next step up from that is not be indifferent to it, but actually love it. And I'll give you the reason why I love it the most. If somebody's close to me, so I'll just cover that off again. If it's somebody I don't know and they don't like me, why would I care? They don't know me. If somebody's nasty to me and they've never met me before, whatever reason that they're nasty to me for, they actually, I don't know why it would affect me. And if it ever has affected you, perhaps try and put it into that logical box. That person doesn't know me. They don't know what I stand for. They don't know what my core values are. Then why would I care? If somebody who is close to you says something nasty about you or to you, if they gossip about you, if they criticize you, if they pull you down, here's a great question. Wouldn't that be awesome? And I ask that very openly because now I know who they are. And for hundreds, if not thousands of times in my life, I've been so appreciative of somebody being nasty to me because to me that means they've revealed who they are. Now that's, I'm very careful how I say that because it's not a criticism. People are going to be who they're going to be. People are going to say stuff, they're going to do stuff, they're going to be nasty. I have no control over other people. I don't think you do either, huh? People are just going to do what they do. But I get to choose how I respond or react to the way people treat me. And if I, and this is probably an even better one if you want to put this in your toolbox, if people are nasty to me, then they are revealing who they are. Now I know that that's who they are. And I have absolutely no control over what other people do. So it's a great question I always ask if somebody says something nasty, and they often do. If it's somebody I don't know, I just go, well, isn't that awesome? They don't know me. And why would I care if people don't like me? They don't know who I am. If it's somebody that I do know, I'm really appreciative of it. I say, well, now I know. I thought that that person was a kind person, or I thought they were a nice person, or I thought they were respectful, or I thought they were loving or gracious, or I even thought that they liked me. Well, now I know they don't. So I don't need to pretend anymore, or they don't need to pretend that they like me anymore, and I now know who they really are. And if you put yourself into that situation, is it possible that nobody could actually hurt you? We don't get to choose what other people do. Is it possible that we get to respond or react to what other people do? And this is the really interesting question again. If somebody's nasty to me and they're trying to hurt me, they're trying to make me angry, they're trying to frustrate me, they're trying to pull me down, people gossip and criticize for a reason because they're trying to hurt. If I get hurt, then they get to win. And I don't like that. And it's not that I need to be the winner. And it's not even that I'm not a fan of losing. I will admit that. But if that person really hurts me and that's what they aim to do, well, they've won. If somebody's tried to upset me and I cry, that person has won. The ultimate response to anybody trying to hurt you or criticize you or upset you is to be a happy person. And I always share this. It's a very personal story, and I tell it all the time for a reason. I was 13 years of age. I was the overweight kid in the class. I had really badly bucked teeth. I could put an Australian 20-cent coin between my two front teeth. I had really bad pimples, and I wasn't good at sports. I tried to get out of sport all the time. I was not the kid that people would aim to be like or were inspired by. Interestingly, the two most popular girls in my school sent a survey around my school and asked the entire school whether they liked Rowie or hated Rowie. And interestingly, the whole school, and back then it was a very long time ago because I'm a very old lady, the whole survey came back that the whole school hated me. Now, of course, that's what happened because these were the two most popular girls in the school. And if a popular person comes to you and you don't stand for something, if you want to be liked by the leaders or you want to be part of the popular group, you're going to go with the crowd. Interesting thing to take note of when it comes to gossip and criticism, by the way. These two girls, who were the most popular girls in the school, for some reason didn't like me, came to me at the end of the day with this big pile of paper. We've done a survey around the school, we've asked everybody, and they all hate you. Now, I went home an unhappy girl. I will absolutely admit that with no challenge whatsoever. I went home very dejected. The whole school hates me. But I'm pretty street smart, and even at 13, I was pretty street smart. And I asked myself this question: why would the two most beautiful, popular girls in the school pick on the fat girl? Why would they do that? And I'll ask you this question: do powerful, passionate, positive people who love their life, do strong people who respect themselves, would they ever pick on a weak person? And of course the answer is no, and I ask that very personally. If you are picking on somebody, if you're bullying somebody, if you're being nasty to somebody, if you're abusing somebody, at least pick on somebody who's as strong as you are so they'll give you a fight back. Isn't it interesting, though, that strong people don't pick on anybody, let alone pick on weak people? Kanan, who's my beautiful husband, who is also I think at the moment 29 times world champion for martial arts, for Taekwondo, he doesn't ever want to be in a match, in a fight, in a combat fight with somebody that's not as strong or as good as he is. It's not fair. You don't want to fight with people who are weaker than you. You want to fight with people that are stronger than you or bigger than you. Now, me, I don't want to fight with anybody. So I just don't. And there's another great strategy. I just don't. Why would I argue with anybody? If somebody doesn't agree with me, I just say, well, thank you. Give me your opinion and let's talk about why you believe what you believe. They're my three great questions in that situation. Is that important to you? Why do you think that, or why do you believe that? And how do you feel about that? And I listen. I lean forward, maintain eye contact. Shut up. Shh. Don't make any noise. And I listen. because I can't change people's minds and I actually don't want to. Is it possible that we all have the right to have our own opinion? And why would we want other people to think the same way that we do? So if somebody's trying to hurt you and they do, they will have won. If somebody's trying to make you angry and they do, they will have won. And I didn't want that. So I figured out at 13 years of age that number one, I was going to be a powerful, passionate, positive person. Boom. And I was never going to pick on people because I observed what those girls did to me. And I never wanted another girl to feel the same way that I did. So I promised myself I would never do that to anybody. And is that a great thing to take away from a horrible experience? If that person was mean to me, if they gossiped about me, if they criticized me, I don't want to be that person. So I'm going to do exactly the opposite, which is interesting because most people don't do that. Have you noticed? If somebody's angry with them on social media, they fight back. If somebody disagrees with them on social media, they defend their point and they fight back. Why? Why not just agree and say, thank you so much for sharing your opinion with me. I really appreciate it. Why is that important to you? How do you feel about that? Why do you think that way? And let's talk about it. Lean forward, maintain eye contact, open body language, and actively listen. Because I can't and don't want to change somebody else's mind. I just want to be a kind, respectful person. How about you? So the girls that bullied me at school, I went home a sad, dejected little girl at 13. Decided from that day forward I was going to be a powerful, passionate, positive person. Boom, boom. And I went back to school the next day and I looked them in the eye. I walked directly up to those two girls, looked them both in the eye. It was quite difficult because there's two of them. And said, thank you very much. Because of you, my life has changed. Because I decided that doesn't matter what people throw at me, doesn't matter how people treat me, doesn't matter how rude or disrespectful people are to me, I'm not going to engage in that. And even more importantly, couldn't the ultimate thing be to be happy? I think those girls, for whatever reason, they were nasty to me. I think they didn't expect that I would come back to school the next day. I think that they expected me to be sad and disappointed and angry and depressed and all the things that happen when people bully. And I don't know why people bully. I've never been that person. But I'm pretty sure it's not to make people happy. But if you then respond with happiness, if you respond with kindness, another interesting thing, how do you respond? And a lot of people share with me that if they get nasty messages on social media or if somebody says something nasty about them, they just ignore it. I go a little bit further than that. I don't engage in social media. K-Man does all of our social media. But one thing I do have, I spend most of my day, is on email. I know I'm a very old lady, but I communicate via email. I communicate via phone. And I like face-to-face communication. I think that's pretty awesome. But interestingly, I get on an average day, when I say an average day, all of my days are the same because I love what I do, so I'm on my computer every single day. Without fail, I would probably get between 1 to maybe 20 nasty messages for all sorts of reasons. People are nasty to me. They criticize me. They aim to pull me down. They say nasty things about me on email. Sometimes I feel like typing back and say, why don't you give me a call and say that to my face? But I don't do that. I'm very gracious, and there's a reason for that. I don't want to be a nasty person. And if somebody's nasty to me and I'm nasty back, doesn't that make me a nasty person too? Haven't I lowered my standard to the thing that I didn't like in the first place? I become the person that I don't respect. And I want to be able to look myself in the mirror at the end of the day, look myself in the eye and say, I'm really proud of the person I was today. How about you? So I go a step further. When somebody sends me a nasty email or sends me a nasty text message, and very rarely do people say nasty things to my face or on the phone because most people don't have the courage to do that, I always respond with a thank you and something really positive. And I get everything, and this is not my words, these are some of the things that people say to me. And this was only happened yesterday. Somebody sent me just a very short email. It went like this: fuck off and leave me alone. Now, that was in response to a really happy, positive email. Now, I don't think that person was angry with me. I think they're having a really bad day and they just wanted to take it out on somebody else. But I don't know that. All I said very graciously in return was, thank you so much for your message. You're obviously having a bad day. I hope it gets better. And sent a really happy quote with a happy smiley face. I'm not asking you to be me, of course. I'm just asking the question, if people are nasty to us and we respond with nasty, is it possible that there'll be a downward spiral? If somebody's nasty to me and I respond with happy, even if there's not a, it could get worse, they could send me another nasty one back. It's interesting though that they don't usually. I always respond with kindness and I don't usually get nastiness back. Now, I can't promise that, of course, but here's my most personal question. If somebody's nasty to you, if they gossip about you or they criticize you, do you have to take it on board? Of course, the answer is no. You can choose to ignore it. Or could you choose to learn from it, grow from it, become a better person, stronger person, tougher person? And wouldn't it be nice to look back on every situation and say, what did I learn from that? That person was mean and nasty. This is what I learned from it. This is how I became a better person, stronger person, wiser person because of it. And now I'm going to go forward with an even better toolbox on how to handle those horrible situations. And of course, there's going to be horrible situations. I think I've shared many times, one of my most favorite quotes is this. The world's always going to have terrible people, nasty people, bad people. Terrible things are always going to happen. Bad things are always going to happen. There's always going to be tragedies in the world. But wouldn't the greatest tragedy be when nice people become nasty? If good people do nothing, if respectful people respond disrespectfully, wouldn't that make the world a really bad place? So is it possible that the world will only ever become a bad place if delightful, kind, gracious, loving people change to become nasty, negative people? My last question is this. Are we always a nice person, a kind person, a respectful person, regardless? And it's an interesting question because a lot of people will share with me, look, I was nasty that day, or I was mean that day, or I gossiped that day, or I criticized that day, or I snapped at that person that day. I was just having a bad day. Unfortunately, I used that excuse once, and I used it with a head doctor, with a psychologist. She was a member at one of my health clubs, and she responded very interestingly. She said this, really nice people are always really nice people. There are some nasty people who can be nice a lot of the time, but the underlying person is who you are under pressure. And I took that on board. Who am I under pressure? Who am I when I'm hungry? Who am I when I'm tired? Who am I if my clothes don't fit? Who am I if I'm stressed? Who am I if something terrible is going on in my life? If something bad happens, isn't that when our true character comes out? Another great question is it possible that our true character is the way we treat people who can't do anything for us? And often this nasty banter that goes on social media, it's like, well, I could be nasty to them because they don't know me. But there's a great question. Who am I that I would treat somebody that I don't know badly? One of the beautiful things I always take note of is how people, and when I say beautiful, every beautiful person I've ever met, they treat everybody the same. Whether the person's a cleaning person or they drive the bus or they're at the supermarket or they're the bank teller or they're the prime minister of the country or they're a movie star or a rock star or a sports star, it's absolutely gorgeous to watch. A beautiful person will treat everybody with respect. It's interesting to watch the people that treat these people with respect because they can do something for me, but these people, they can't do anything for me, so I just ignore them or be rude to them. It's an interesting test of character. So why am I doing this? Every day somebody says to me, somebody was mean to me on social media. People call me in tears. Why do these people be so mean to me? Our families are arguing with each other. We've got relationships that are breaking down. For all sorts of reasons, of course. There's the government's doing stuff that people don't like. There's a lot of stress in the world that people don't know how to handle. There's a lot of financial challenges that people have, their business has gone broke or they have to change the way their business works. And there's this thing with, you know, I've got an opinion and you should listen to my opinion and your opinion doesn't count. And then we have this really big argument on social media about who's right and who's wrong. Well, here's another great question. If you wouldn't say it to somebody's face, why say it on social media? Why would you be so cowardly to put it on a text message or on an email or in a social media post if you're not prepared to say it to the person's face? And if you are prepared to say it to the person's face, are you prepared to accept the consequences of what that comment would give your reputation? And is it possible that our reputation is determined by what we say, what we do, the way we say it and the way we do it, the way we treat people who can't do anything for us? And most importantly, who are we under pressure? When things are tough, when things are dark, when we're under challenge, we're under stress, who are we? And wouldn't it be nice to have the reputation of I'm the person that doesn't matter whether it's hot or cold, I'm stressed or happy, I'm on holidays or at work, I'm sick or I'm healthy, doesn't matter what's going on in my life, I'm a beautiful person all of the time, versus what my psychologist said, which is I'm a horrible person who can be nice some of the time. I can't change people from being horrible. But if you want to be a nicer person, if that's a goal, and I made that very distinct decision when I was 13 years of age, from this day forward, I'm going to be a powerful, passionate, positive person. Positive meaning always happy, always looking on the bright side, always looking for a solution, always being optimistic. To be that person requires ongoing personal and professional development. It doesn't just fall out of the sky in a pretty big box. You actually have to want to be that person. And one of the things I do every day is I analyze every conversation. Every email before I press send, I always read it. Every text message before I press send, I always read it. I want to make sure that everything I send out to the world can add value to the world. Because is it possible that there's enough horrible nastiness and gossip and criticism going out there? And if I'm constantly putting out great stuff, if you're constantly putting out great stuff, we respond with kindness to the people that are nasty. Is it possible that in one little tiny small way, somehow, we will make somebody's day better? And if somebody's day is better, then is it possible that another person's day could get better and another person's day could get better? And I'll just give you an interesting, this is just a random research study. It was done by some beautiful person in university who had to do a study on something. And they sat at a major intersection on a major motorway in a major country in the world. And they watched what happened with merging. So the people that sped up and didn't let people in versus what happened when, no, you should go. So merging is supposed to be one-on-one, of course, but it was they just observed what happened with when somebody let somebody else in. And the interesting study came out like this, that if somebody let you in, you were more likely to let somebody in at the next intersection. If somebody let you in, you had a smile on your face, and the person that let you in had a smile on their face. Something as little as, instead of pushing in the traffic, let people in. If somebody wants your park spot, give them your park spot. If somebody's having a grumpy day, rather than be grumpy back, be nice back. Just the little things, could they make the biggest differences? So what's my strategy for how to handle gossip and criticism and nasty people and the horrible things that go on in the world? Number one is be a nice person and respond with niceness and kindness and graciousness. And do we then need to, if we don't respond like that, do we need to accept the consequences if we are a nasty person? May we be kind, may we be gracious, may we treat people with respect, and maybe the world will become a better place. Wouldn't that be awesome?